Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Vaughn DeLeith, Ted Weems, and Vincent Eumanns, fulfill a request, and listen to this past week in recording history. A couple of weeks ago, I received a nice email from listener Len in Washington State asking to hear You Don't Understand by Jimmy Johnson and his orchestra. I'm pleased to report that I do happen to have that record, and here it is.
Thank you. saying you are not to blame. If when we kiss it's not the same, I understand. It's not your fault, because your heart has changed its mind. You didn't mean to be unkind. No, baby. And I understand. Forgetting you will be far from easy. I've grown so used to your charm. I miss that old thrill, and no one can fill your place here in my arms. But if you find our love was really meant to be, then darling, hurry back to me.
Yeah, rush on back.
And I'll understand.
Oh, baby, I'll understand.
I'll understand.
The Astoria Dance Players from a Grey Gull 78 recorded in July of 1929 and Can't You Understand? I believe that was Irving Kaufman singing the Jack Osterman lyrics to Victor Young's tune. Fats Waller understands, as he sang in that May 13, 1941 recording of I Understand, written by Kim Gannon and Mabel Wayne. And we started the show with a request from listener Len in Washington State for You Don't Understand by Fats Waller's mentor, James P. Johnson, as Jimmy Johnson and his orchestra on November 18, 1929. Dave Nelson was the featured trumpet player on that James P. Johnson composition, and the vocal was by the unidentified Keep Shufflin' Trio, which may have included Andy Razaf and Clarence Todd, both of whom worked on the show Keep Shufflin'. I hope everyone understands that I'm Glenn Robison and that you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, September 26, marked the birth in 1896 in Mount Pulaski, Illinois, of the original radio girl, Leonore Vonderleith. She was raised in California and attended Mills College in Oakland, where she began writing her own songs and later dropped out to pursue a singing career. Thinking her name was too German-sounding, around the end of World War I, she changed her performing name to Vonderleith. You may recall scenes in early cartoons of radio transmitter tubes popping when subjected to high-pitched operatic singers. Well, that apparently was actually the case. Early recording equipment couldn't handle excessive volume well, and early broadcasting equipment could be damaged by high soprano voices. Vonderleith sang in a low-pitched, controlled crooning style, and in January of 1920, she sang Swanee River from Lee DeForest's studio in New York's World Tower building, perhaps the first broadcast of a live singing performance. In 1921, she was singing on radio station WJZ and accompanying herself on banjo, ukulele, guitar, and piano. In 1923, she became station manager of New York radio station WDT, where she not only performed but also arranged for live performances by other artists. She was heard regularly on radio on The Wrigley Show during 1926 and 27, and on The Firestone Hour in 1929 and 30, which was broadcast coast to coast each Monday evening. In 1923, she appeared on Broadway in Laugh, Clown, Laugh, starring Lionel Barrymore, in which she played an opera singer. She made her recording debut in 1922, and on May 3, 1924, she married Livingston Gear, a portrait painter, which accounts for the pseudonym of Gloria Gear on some of her recordings. Other pseudonyms included Mamie Lee on Parlophone, Sadie Green, Betty Brown, Nancy Foster, Marion Ross, Glory Clark, Angelina Marco on the Harmony label, and Gertrude Dwyer. In the mid-30s, Kate Smith adopted Vaughn's billing as the First Lady of the Radio, but DeLeith successfully sued and obtained an injunction against Smith's use of that title, after which she went back to her title of Songbird of the South, at least until Vaughn's death. Vonderleith continued to work in radio right up until her death on Thursday, May 27, 1943, at the Hotel Statler in Buffalo, New York. Here's Vonderleith.
Bacon and eggs and ham and eggs, oh gee. This Lindbergh made sorry, but I made God's own heaven, you see, and there ain't no land like Dixieland to me. gorgeous, and anybody that knows would say you're gorgeous from your head to your toes. As a kid of 10, you were a wow. You were pretty then, but look at you now. You're simply gorgeous, just like a beautiful rose. You won my heart and made me fall. I bought a gorgeous little ring. I feel so proud and everything, 'cause you're just gorgeous, that's all.
Original Radio Girl, Vonda Leith, and three records with the OK Melodians, directed by Sam Lennon. We just heard Just Another Day Wasted Away, written by Charlie Tobias and Roy Turk, from June 14, 1927. Before that, we heard the other side of that record, Gorgeous, recorded that same day. We began our tribute to Von DeLith with Ain't No Land Like Dixieland to Me, waxed September 17, 1927. Last week, September 26, marked the birth in 1901 in Pitcairn, Pennsylvania, of bandleader Ted Weems. While in high school, he played violin in the West Philadelphia Symphony, and while attending the University of Pennsylvania, played trombone in the dance band. He had been an engineering major, but by the time he finished college, he was set on a musical career and formed his own band around 1922, along with his trumpeter brother Art, playing at a Philadelphia cafe for over a year. He began recording for Victor in 1923 and had a hit from his first session with Somebody Stole My Gal. He toured mainly around the Midwest, appearing at Kansas City's Mule Bach Hotel, but also got booked at the Marine Ballroom at Atlantic City's Steel Pier. Joe Hames contributed many arrangements for the band in the late 20s, including the charts for the hit Piccolo Pete. Singers with the band in the 30s included Parker Gibbs, Red Engel, Country Washburn, and Elmo Tanner, and Perry Como got his first big job with the band in 1936. The band was featured on radio in the 30s on shows including the Jack Benny Program, the new Fibber McGee and Molly Show, the Alamite Show, and Beat the Band. The orchestra disbanded in 1942 when Weems joined the Merchant Marine, but he formed a new band in 1945 and had a hit in 47 with a reissue of Heartaches, which had been recorded in 1933. In the mid-50s, Ted Weems himself became a disc jockey, although he continued to record until 1962. While on tour in 1963, he suffered an asthma attack, which put him in a hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where he died on May 6th at age 62. Here are three from Ted Weems.
Exclusively sweet, sweet, marvelous girl. when you were the blossom of Buttercup Lane, and I was your little boy blue. We roamed in the roses and danced in the rain, and I was so happy with you. Remember our first little lesson in love? I gave you a kiss for each star up above. When you were the blossom of Buttercup Lane, and I was your little boy blue.
Just as blue as my baby's eyes. What a day for somebody and me. What a day, bless my soul. She's as sweet as a sugar bowl. What a day for somebody and me. Oh gosh, oh gee, the thing called love is driving me crazy. I feel just like dancing round with a daisy. What a day, hold that rice. Come on, Parson, and kiss her twice. What a day for somebody and me. Thank you.
a record, Ted Weems and his orchestra, and What a Day. Parker Gibbs provided the vocal on that June 25, 1929 recording. What a Day was preceded by Elmo Tanner, not whistling but singing the Al Dubin and Alfred Bryan lyric on When You Were the Blossom of Buttercup Lane and I Was Your Little Boy Blue. George W. Meyer wrote the music, and that recording was made on February 16, 1931. We started off August 24, 1927 with Marvelous, written by Peter DeRose and May Singe Breen. The vocal duet there was Dusty Rhodes and Parker Gibbs. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio 107.4 and Warkworth Radio 106.7, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, September 27th, marked the birth in New York City in 1898 of composer Vincent Humans. His father was the owner of a chain of haberdasheries, and the family settled in Westchester County, where young Vincent started piano lessons at age 4. He enrolled in Sheffield Scientific School at Yale University, but quickly found out he had no interest at all in engineering, and left to join a Wall Street brokerage for a short time. He first began composing while in the Navy during World War I, where one of his songs was heard and then used by John Philip Sousa in his band concerts. In 1927, that song was renamed Hallelujah and was a hit in the Broadway musical Hit the Deck. After his discharge from the Navy, Humans embarked on a musical career, working as a pianist and song plugger for the Harms Music Publishing Firm. He first became interested in writing for the musical stage while working as a rehearsal pianist for Victor Herbert. His first Broadway show tune with the lyrics by Ira Gershwin was Who's Who With You and was in the 1918 show From Broadway to Piccadilly. His first complete score was 1921's Two Little Girls in Blue, but I'd take up the rest of the show if I listed all of his shows, songs, and collaborators. In 1933, Humans contracted tuberculosis and entered a sanatorium in Denver, Colorado. After a while, he was able to leave the sanatorium and move to New Orleans, where he worked on new musical endeavors, but his health deteriorated and he returned to the sanatorium, where he died on April 5, 1946, at just 48 years of age. But his music lives on here on Rapidly Rotating Records.
Thank you. break you. Even though you don't succeed, wouldn't I be glad to take you, give you the break you need. More than you know, more than you know, man of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind, more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, man of my heart, I'll string along. You need me so, more than you love. I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but honey, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd cry, oh, how I'd cry, if you got tired and said goodbye. More than I'd show, more than you'd ever know. Loving you the way that I do, there's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but honey, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd cry, oh, how I'd cry if you got tired and said goodbye. More than I'd show, more than you'd ever
thank you.
Introduced in Hit the Deck in 1927 by vaudeville star Stella Mayhew, that was Vincent Heumann's Hallelujah, performed by Nat Shulkert and the Victor Orchestra. Franklin Bauer sang the Leo Robin and Clifford Gray lyrics on that April 14, 1927 recording. Hallelujah was preceded by Ruth Etting in 1929, singing the Billy Rose and Edward Eliscu lyrics to Vincent Heumann's More Than You Know. Before that, we heard Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra and Without a Song from August 18, 1930. We began our tribute to Vincent Heumann's with Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians and Tea for Two from No No Nanette. The vocal there was by the three girlfriends, Stella Friend, Ida Pearson, and June Schaefer, who joined the band in Cleveland, Ohio in the summer of 1929 and were hired as part of Fred Waring's production of Rah Rah Days, but the show folded in Los Angeles. Tea for Two was recorded on January 10, 1930. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History are the Six Jumping Jacks. Thank you.
Betty Green, hottest gal in New Orleans. She loved to dance, she loved to sing, she'd even take a chance on any old thing. The other night down at the hall, when the band would play, Miss Sadie go right on that floor, and this is what she'd say.
How am I doing? Hey, hey, tweet, 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 what, what? How am I doing? Hey, hey, oh, gee, oh, baby, oh, sure. Now, I'm not bragging, but it's understood that everything I do, I sure do good. How am I doing? Hey, hey, tweet, 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 what, what?
Now, how am I doing? Hey, hey, git, got, got, in and out and though. How am I doing? Hey, hey, oh, gee, oh, baby, oh, sure.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with the Six Jumping Jacks and I Never Kissed a Baby Like You from September 26, 1928. I Never Kissed a Baby Like You was written by Howard Johnson, Charlie Tobias, and Al Sherman. Next, it was Howard Lannan's Ben Franklin Dance Orchestra, September 29, 1925, and Melancholy Lou, written by Ray Hebler. Howard Lannan was born in Philadelphia in 1897, and out of nine Lannan children is one of the six brothers who had musical careers, the most famous, of course, being Sam Lannan. Unlike Sam, who made hundreds of records and worked on New York radio, Howard made very few records and worked mainly in his hometown. The Ben Franklin in Howard Lannan's Ben Franklin Dance Orchestra refers to the Ben Franklin Hotel in Philadelphia, which is still standing and is on the National Register of Historic Places, but it's been converted to apartments. Locals refer to it as the Ben. We finished up with Ray Starita and his Ambassadors and How Am I Doin' Hey Hey, written by Lem Fowler and Don Redman, and recorded in London on September 26, 1932. The vocal trio consisted of Sam Brown, Nat Ganella, who played trumpet in the band, and an unidentified woman. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.